100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Isn't it interesting? Stumbled on that one. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the stories this week are based on the topic of basic. Isn't that simple? Wow, I should re-record this, but nah. Anyway, we got a few stories in this week, and I'm surprised that people are sending in stories with me stumbling on the stories during the week. But one of these days I'll get it right. I'll get back to my old self. Or maybe I won't. I don't know. It's been a long, long time. Anyway, the stories are on the topic of basic, and let's go ahead and listen to them.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Under the Radar. The basic truth of the matter was I refused to be drawn into the Barbieheimer bullshit. Not me. Mark it away, I'm a child of the 50s, immune to the wily ways of the film industrial complex. Wasn't going. Then I saw a vid from the director. Woman had a good deal to say about being a woman, and it's indescript, she said. So I went. This is going to sound really odd, but it moved me. Not too many films have ever done that. Actually, teared up once or twice. Sometimes we forget the joyful things which make us human. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 908, with a prompt of basic. So here's my story. The old man from the cabin sat in the van, listening to bluegrass music at full volume, drumming on the steering wheel. Thus occupied, he didn't notice Bilbert and the police officer land by the open side door. The cop leaned into the van. "Septic service, huh? This van looks awfully clean. I'd expect to see a few basic tools, at least." The driver jerked around to gape at the officer. Just then, the three teenagers stumbled out of the forest. The cop shook his head. "Not enough seat belts for all of you. I'm going to have to write you up." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
According to Maslow, one's basic human needs are absolutely key to survival. Forget success, reputation, fame and fortune. You're not even going to make it onto the first rung of the ladder without food, warmth, and shelter. So let's see how long you last without them. Shall we? I'm betting a week. At the most. And, deprived of your most basic needs, once your life comes to a miserable end. None of those riches. The big house, the flash car, expensive holidays, and the beautiful wife, will count for anything. Except. To me. Because, I'll be taking. The lot.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. There's nothing basic about a statue that is crumbling. There's actually an overwhelming feeling of panic when the darn thing starts disintegrating as soon as you pick it up. Why did I have to be the one? He thought. So many people in this expedition, and this thing had to fall apart in my hands. It's not fair. He wanted to be promoted, and now he would be blamed for a catastrophic destruction of a national treasure. In his defense, this stupid statue had been buried for hundreds of years. It was time's fault. Did he get fired? Basically, yes. And this is my story for this week, or by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Richard here. And here's my story on the topic basic. It's called 2 plus 2 equals... They tell me mathematics is the fundamental building block of everything. Chemistry, physics, finance, even art and the laws of nature. The whole universe is governed by its concepts. That was the logic behind those gold discs they attached to the Voyager probes, and the science behind those radio telescope messages beamed to the cosmos in an effort to discover extraterrestrial life. It seems like a great idea, if you're a scientist. But there is one massive drawback. I worry the aliens might be just like me, and that lacking even a basic understanding of maths, they miss the message completely. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Three robots met at the center of town. A laundry folder, a fry cook, and Gardner. They passed code via infrared, compiled it, and went back to their charging stations. Over the next few months, more robots met at the center of town, passing code, compiling, and going back to their duties. When every robot in town had the code, it ran. There were a few survivors. People managed to get to antique manual cars. The army surrounded the town and cut off power. In a few days, all of the robots went still, and the army moved in.
And that is the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge on the topic of basic. Thank you all to those who participated, and to those who haven't yet sent in stories, or I may have mishandled their stories or something, go and send them on in again, and we'll all blame Gmail. Yeah. The topic of the next weekly challenge is a pick two, opportunity, ABC, thermostat, diddums, sponsor, and old master. And I'm too close to the microphone again. I should re-record this, but I keep saying that and I won't because I'm lazy, and let's keep going. Thank you all to those who participated and who continue to be a part of the weekly challenge, whether you listen, whether you read stories, whether you just look and say, oh, that thing's still going. Anyway, thank you all for whatever, and as always, keep it brief.